Relationships make the world go round, and they make or break your business reputation. If you want more sales, it's time to understand how mastering relationships increases your value. Here's your host and DFW's relationship master, Paul Russo.
Welcome to the show. As the intro said, I am Paul Russo, and this is Relationship Mastery. And today on today's show, we have a new friend to me, a new referral partner to me. His name is Alex Segal. He was with Sampac, five-star Ford and Chevy dealership. He has a unique title for his job. He is the relationship coordinator, community coordinator, and he also is the employee relationship coordinator. And I haven't heard that title much before, so it means that you must do a lot of coordinating with relationships. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. So give us a little more about yourself and, you know, tell us about relationships.
Well, as you said, number one, thank you for inviting me to be here. This is an honor to speak. And bottom line is, it's an honor to work for the Sampac Auto Group, and specifically Sampac, five-star Ford and Carrollton, as well as five-star Chevrolet. As you know, there's multiple entities out there. But as for my particular job, it's a working position that puts me in front of a lot of people, a lot of groups that with the best of intentions, that A, we want to spotlight other companies to help grow our company and as well as other, whether it be movements or charities in the area, so that we can help them grow. And then at the employee relations side of it, we're there to make sure that their work environment, which they spend more time at than they do at home, is as nice as it can be. Because we know that if we're going to be at work, why not make it nice? Why make it more productive? Why not become that productive arm of the employee home? So,
okay. So how did you get to that position? What led you into, in your bio here, you have an MBA, you were a naval officer, you did medical sales. You said you did inside sales, outside sales, sales.
Mm-hmm. Started off in outside sales. Actually, I started off as a naval officer and went into medical sales outside. And when you're in that door-to-door cold calling mode, you develop a certain amount of thick skin. But bottom line is you wind up developing coping mechanisms that can serve you in any capacity that you're out there with. And lo and behold, somewhere in my career, I got to the point where I didn't want to travel the nation anymore, because I had just been a national account manager with a worldwide group. And bottom line is, I was out of a job, and I saw a friend who said, you know what? We've got this coming up. And bottom line is, it's worked out. That's been since 2013.
Well, that's good.
They quickly found out that I had a couple of contacts in the community, and they let me do more of that. And now it envelops quite a bit of my time, to the point where any car sales that do come in, I refer that to other salesmen that I've developed good relationships over the years. That way, I'm not actually doing the sale anymore. I just refer them over. Mm-hmm. And that is our push, because Mr. Pack is smart. He likes for our particular dealerships to be involved with the community, but he also realizes there's got to be a financial gain in there, and that comes in the backside of referrals. And if you look at all of our dealerships, we're built around referrals, referrals, referrals. Very few people come out of the blue and say, "I was just Saturday afternoon. I just wanted to buy a car." No, they've been talking, they've been texting, they've already exchanged information, and they know that they're coming in for a certain vehicle at a certain time with a certain person. And it's my job, and by the way, there's more than one of me inside the community and for each dealership, that our job is to help bring in referrals and help to do goodwill in our community. And I take particular pride in that, because yes, I may work for an auto dealership, but I probably would have still been doing good in the community, whether I was working for one company or another company. In fact, there is a story out there where I had that offline conversation with a vice president who said something to the effect, "You are a national asset. I want you on the road. I don't want to see you doing PTA work. I don't want to see you doing local stuff, because you're supposed to be on the road." But that was sales of old, a couple decades ago. And I am so glad that I work for a company where Mr. Pack says, stay involved. My general manager says, keep working. And by line, make sure everybody knows you work for Sampac, five-star Ford. and five-star Chevrolet. Also depends on which general manager is talking to me at the time.
well, and that's how we met. We met through a referral.
Yes, we did. Deanna Blair.
Deanna Blair. And she will have a new podcast on this network in next month, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And in case you don't know what the network is, it is the OBBM network.
I do know what that is. I think I know the owner.
Yeah. We can be found on Roku. We can be found on all your podcasts, whether it's Apple or Spotify. We're out there. It's not just myself and you. There's a whole bunch of us. And really, when I think about it, I mean, I've known you for a short period of time and we've really hit it off. Based on your involvement in the community and building those relationships, if I didn't know you worked for Sampac Auto Group, I would say he's just out there getting around a lot. So, I mean, how did you develop, just, is it a natural skill or a learned skill where you could get out there and you, everyone that sees you, Susan says, everyone knows me, I know everyone, but I think I may be having some competition here, and that would be you.
That's too funny. You're much too kind. Susan does know everybody, by the way. As for me, what I do, anybody can do. And with respect to our community, my heart comes first because I live in the community that I work in, that I volunteer in, and where I've raised my family, and we've been there since 1995. The bottom line is, we're there, I'm there to work in the community, at work, or after hours, at church, because that's a part of me that that makes me feel good. We had talked earlier about being in the rat race. You got to pay bills. You got to work. But there's come to a time where you've got to feed your soul. And sometimes that comes by volunteering. Sometimes that comes with doing a job that does feed your soul. And maybe if it does intertwine volunteering with different groups, as mine does, you get in a nice relationship that my daughter says, Dad, you're not even working. It's like, oh, I resent that. Okay, I resemble that. But still, you got to have fun, especially at this part of my life where it's like, right out of college, I had a lot of bills. I was definitely, get me into a company, get me promoted, and get me seen. And for the most part, when I first came up to Sampac Five Star Ford, I said, I don't want to be seen. In fact, you want me in the community, I'll be out there. But at the same time, do I really want everybody to know? Actually, I was shamed into putting stuff on social media, by the way.
Oh, were you?
Did I ever tell you that story?
No, but
I would.
You're going to have to hang on to that story.
Sorry.
Because we have to go to our sponsors. So we'll be right back. This is Paul Russo with Relationship Mastery. Good break.
We'll be right back with the Relationship Mastery Podcast after these messages. Remember to subscribe to the OBBM Network on Spotify.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
When it's time to perform, it's too late to practice. First Safety Training in DFW supports local communities and churches through firearms training and nonviolent dispute resolution training. Understand the laws related to weapons and deadly force, handgun use and safety, and proper storage practices. A trained and licensed gun-carrying citizen will react quicker to protect themselves and others. Call 214-808-9757 to schedule your introduction to handguns, license to carry, active shooter, church security, and survival training. Be prepared for the best possible outcome of a weaponized attack. Make sure the law is on your side in the event deadly force is necessary. Call 214-808-9757 and work with former law enforcement trainers and range officers. Meet all municipal, county, state, and federal regulations. Understand your gun and how to care for it properly. Call First Safety Training at 214-808-9757 today.
Welcome back to Relationship Mastery. I'm Paul Russo, your host. So, Alex, as we left the last segment, you talked about how when you were a young guy, you were out there going for it. And then as you got older, you're like, I just want to hang out the house type job. What advice do you have to the younger generation that's going like, okay, you know, I'm going to conquer the world and sell? Well, how do they conquer the world but build that relationship like what you've done?
Number one, you got to do a full assessment of yourself, but you're going to have to bring things to your workplace that hasn't been done in the past, because we got a lot of intelligent, super smart people out there, but A, they can't work together. B, their work habits don't agree with their employers. And that's huge, because the average young person or kid comes into our dealership and they're saying, I'll be there about 8:35 from 8:30 shift, and I think I should get paid this highest amount. That's not going to work. First off, you aren't employing yourself. You need to find out what your manager, what your hiring authority's number one priority is, number two priority, number three priority is. You need to exceed that. Set your standard, and then at the same time, establish what you're good at, because you may not, what got you hired is not going to be what gets you promoted, because nobody really cares that you were smartest in your class. Nobody really cares that you were whatever. But what they do care is, what time do you get there in the morning? What do you contribute to the team when everybody is strapped and hardworking? What they do care is how many priorities you have that are in line with your manager, the person that hired you. Okay. Forget everything else, because it's not important once you're hired. Okay. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. You know, I all see right. The military officer coming out on you. Yeah. I just want to throw that in.
Guilty.
No, that's true. I mean, yeah. It is. I'm not in the field that I went to college in. Mm-hmm. I worked in it for a while and now I'm not. And I've learned my current job trade and I'm as high as I want to go, but I get calls from all across the Metroplex for what it is that I do by people at the top, because my reputation. Yep. It's like your reputation. When I see you out there on social media, you're just like, I'm like, man, this guy is all over the place, even in good weather, bad weather, hot weather, snow weather. But you also said you were shamed in the social media. That's got to be a story into itself.
Yes, it was, because I was in one of those positions, said, you've got to be out in the public representing us. And then I was at that manager's meeting and they said, how do we know Alex is really out there? I said, shoot, man, I just gained weight. Are you kidding? I've been eating all these hotel meals. But I said, I'll start putting stuff in social media. And that was 2013 or 14. Ever since then, that's what I do to document. If it's not posted, guess what? It never really happened in the trial of they say. And whether you talk to the mayor of a local city, to the billionaire that runs your corporation, if it's not published and if it's not in the public eye, guess what? Did it really happen? In fact, I know that we had a general manager's meeting and that's what they brought up. How do you know what your community people are doing? And my two general managers knew exactly what. Just pull it up on Facebook. Alex is here, 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 and here doing this, representing us. Every post I put out there, it says, I work for two dealerships. I don't work for Alex Segal. I just happen to be there. And by the way, you may not see my picture on there, because I highly believe everybody around here is more interesting in their pictures and what they do than I am. And that's how I feel, because that's how I was raised. Now, things might be different. Because I've, by the way, when I got in sales, I was told not to go into sales. I was told by the recruiter, I was told by every sales company, yeah, you're not our ideal salesperson either, but we need somebody and you'll do, come on in. But that made me work harder. That made me read. That made me get around other people who knew how to sell. That made me change my basic habits and coping mechanisms, because I was a chemistry major. I was raised in a science household, and I was a naval officer. Guess what? I was really good at telling people what to do. But over time, by reading books, by getting around other people, like Charlie Tremendous Jones once said, you'll be the same person you are in 5 years, with the exception of two things, the books you read and the people you meet. So bottom line is, I had to change. And that's the same thing I say to everybody else. If you want to build relationships, get around people that know how to build relationships. Listen to what works for them. If you have podcasts, if you've got books, get information, because it's not going to come up in your head magically. You're going to have to be that point where you're so low and that realizing what you're doing is not working. You've got to be open to instruction, whether on a podcast or a book, person you meet, somebody at church, somebody in your neighborhood. Get around those people, because it'll make you grow. And I say that is because my daughter's finally there. She's reaching out, trying to get information. It's like, honey, what do you think all those books were? They were all around you growing up. But at 23 now, she's finally really said, Dad, send me some of those books. And that's a beautiful feeling because we've been waiting for that. Okay.
Well, that's good. So we got a couple minutes before we have to take a break. So I want to ask you about two things you have in your bio. What is MBBA? What does that mean to you to impart to us?
Okay. Being a chemistry person, being somebody that was in the Navy, acronyms are king. Also because I've got a very short memory. MBBA stands for Marketing by Being Around. And if my job is to develop a relationship in the community, if my job is to sell a certain particular area, guess what? I have to develop a relationship with them. And the easiest way for me, and by the way, anybody can do this, is to be around them. Now, in the past, up until last year, it was easy. You could sign up, help people sign up at any of the golf tournaments. Guess what? You meet everybody out there. You help some people sign up at the next happy hour. You meet everybody that's out there. You may never, ever have to tell them what you do, but if you're wearing your name tag, they figured out who you are, because it's the next thing you're probably going to ask is the SDOT with cons. That's the other acronym. Small deposits of time with consistency. You do what you feel is best, whether it's breakfast meetings, whether it's lunch meetings, whether it's Zoom calls, whatever else, but be consistent at it and get known for it. And it's better to be in the background over time rather than splash the pan and they're gone. Okay. I'm in auto sales. We deal with that all the time. And guess what? I don't want to be around those people either that in the splash the pan, they're gone. I want to be the person that's going to be there with other people that are 15 minutes ahead of time and help set up. And at the same time, help close up. It's like when you showed up to help volunteer, put up tents, that puts you up very high on my particular value scale, because it's not glorious. But you know what? By your dedication, your donation of time, it's the biggest vote that you could ever have for anybody that says, I'm here. I want to be a part of this community. Because I hear it all the time. Alex, I'll be there. I'll be there. But who actually shows up? And when do they show up? Oh, I'll be there 15 minutes after, and I'll leave 20 minutes before you leave.
Okay. That's true. So let's hang under those tents, because it's a fun story. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. Once again, sponsors knocking on the door. We got to go out there and pay some of our bills, whether I can say that or not. It's a necessary part of what we do here at OBBM. We value our sponsors. We love our sponsors. We want them to give them time. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Strong business has always been the clear economic indicator. Work Suites in Allen, Texas is just one of 18 locations in DFW and Houston that support your necessary transitions with full service and affordable workspaces for upgrading or downsizing your current workload. You need to be focused on growth. Trust the office experts and helpful staff at Work Suites to take care of everything else, from dedicated phone lines and internet to furnished executive and co-working spaces. The OBBM network has tripled our business in the short months we've been with Work Suites and encourages you to step out boldly, make the tough decisions, and get back to work your way. Your nation depends on it. The OBBM network acknowledges that this is a pivotal time in history, and it is clear the United States of America has been undermined by many of our elected officials for some time now. We want our local business audience to stand strong in the face of what we now understand and to be empowered to grow our businesses on the local level beyond the limitations that have been imposed upon us. We believe it is in our national interest to inspire our communities through strong economic development and, additionally, to hold our elected officials accountable for accurate representation of we the people. For that reason, we encourage you to go to WeStandForFreedom.com to learn about the National Write Your Congressman organization that has been the trusted communication tool for local communities for over 60 years. Learn how your representatives are voting. Understand the laws and regulations under consideration on the state and federal level before they are enacted at the county and city levels. Communicate directly with these officials and stand up for yourself, for by doing so, you will protect the communities you serve from tyrannical rule and unconstitutional reforms. The OBBM Network is the premier voice for local business, and we take that responsibility seriously. The OBBM Network has everything you need to grow and transition your business for success on popular syndicated podcast networks, Roku and other video channels, and the OBBM Network app. We work for you, local business, and we've got your back.
All right, here we are. We have one last segment to go, so it's going to be fast and furious, not a speed round, but almost that way. This is Paul Russo with Relationship Mastery, and my guest, Alex Sakal. He is from the Sampac five-star Ford and Chevy dealership, and as he said, depending on which general manager you're talking to. When we left off, you had mentioned Tense and Me, and to me, that's an intriguing story. Not that it's about me, but I see it as a story about you, because had you not put it out there, I wouldn't have gone. You know, and as you know, and if you want to say it, because I want to boost about myself, what my day was, but I still said, you know, it's the time of year when we should all be giving, and we've always talked about it to my wife, and I'm like, opportunity pops up, and lo and behold, we go out there and build some tents.
I want to thank you for doing that, by the way, because that was a charity event that their first two crews of volunteers and paid employees were no longer available. So it was a last ditch effort contacting me to contact people, and thank goodness she showed up. I've always thought you can find some of the best in people that are out there by the volunteerism that they do, because you're not going to get paid. You will get dirty. You may get sweaty, but bottom line is you're going to find out some of the best in people. And as I look through my life, I realized some of my best friends have come through where they weren't expected to get paid. They weren't expected to stay clean and dry. And bottom line is, it was your anniversary day. You came out last minute. You didn't know anybody. Next thing you know, you're putting up tents like the rest of them that have been doing it for a while. And this community is actually very good at surfacing, as I say, heroes at the time, because you never know where they come from, but when they do, you're sure glad that they're there. I put myself out there as a volunteer organizer, as a connector in the community, because I like to find people out there that we can count on when things aren't normal, because anybody can have a business where you pay to have perfection. You can fire them otherwise, but in the volunteer world, you can't pay any of that. And so you have to have a redundancy system that supports when something does not go right. And if anybody out there has ever done a project out there with volunteers in the community, guess what? Nothing's perfect.
No, but it all gets done. And it all gets in such a way that everyone pulls together, because, we put up tents and we set out chairs. And next thing is like, okay, now we're going to start slinging cans and stacking cans. Yeah. And the big ones here, the little ones there. And we had this little assembly line going. And everyone is there. I've met some great people that you and I are both members of the Farmers Branch Chamber.
Correct.
And so is the OBBM Network.
Yep.
And so I've met the people that I now see on Zoom, because like you said, we don't get together as much. And if established some relationships, just going out there, sweat equity.
Exactly.
You know, and sweat equity is also the relationship building. Mm-hmm. You go out there, you do what you need to do. You follow the social norms of the time. You just have some fun.
Absolutely.
You know, and someone always kind of raises to the top. Like, it's like, how are we going to stack these cans? Guy had an idea. So it's like, oh yeah, everyone else grab the cans and we'll just feed them to them. It's like, okay, how are we going to get them out of the boxes and underneath the table? Someone's like, hey, how about this? And it's like, ding, 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 ding. So in volunteerism, a lot of times, especially what I've seen with you, is that everyone's allowed to give ideas and no one gets upset if their idea isn't taken or fallen, but that's all that relationship too. And sometimes it forms immediately. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be set up. The right people show up at the right time because the need is out there. And that's the way it works. It's giving.
Right.
You know, like you said, it was my anniversary. And I told my wife, I said, you know what? He put it out there. I'm going to run down there for like 3 hours. We'll still do our thing. So, you know, I'll be back. She's like, okay. And away I went.
Well, good things come to those who give out. And, I like to say that you're getting some good things hopefully very soon here.
Oh, yes, yes. And we'll be talking about that on a future show. But once again, it's the network. It's the relationship.
Yep.
It's relationship with Deanna, who we have been in and out of each other's circles for years. We had our podcast here. She knew you. We discussed it, you know, and once again, the relationship. It'd have been, you know, are you going to buy? Who knows? But, you know, it's like, let me go meet Alex, see what he's about. You were gracious enough to take the time to talk to me. You gave me some great ideas. But that's how people need to come to each other. Open, just say, hey, Alex, Deanna sent me. You want to take a look at this? You said, you know, hey, and you got some great brandings out of it too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely. So we thank you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, hey, you know, I'm not going anywhere. Farmers Branch Chamber has been really good to me. Susan's been really good to me. I mean, the whole, you know, it's all coming together, you know, and part of this podcast and talking about the relationships, which I've been doing for years, it all comes together. You know, you talked about being a connector, and it's important that people like yourself and myself and Susan and the other members of the OBM network and the chambers, we're connectors, we're givers. We're going to help people out there. When someone says, hey, Alex, who can set up tents? You're going to go, I don't know, but I'm going to slam it out there on social media because I'm really good at it now. And I'm going like, so where in the building am I supposed to be?
I remember that one.
He's like, in the back. And I'm like, in the back of what? He goes, just walk through the front door.
That's
I'm
funny.
Like, okay, you know, because I was down there early. You know, you talked about being early.
You came there early. You worked harder than anybody else. And I think you were the last to leave.
One of the last ones to leave. And then on the relationship side, I also bought some food there because it was really, really good. You know, so it helped
some. There's a benefit there.
And just kind of go and made some great relationships. I was talking about the lady that drove from McKinney. I mean, I came from Louisville. She came from McKinney.
Yep.
We had a great conversation. We laughed. We were like old friends. That's the type of people that are just out there to be out there to help.
It's people like that and you, by the way, that help warm our soul when we start thinking about, well, you see the news headlines about bad things, but you think about the good things that you just experienced when your back's against the wall and there's really nobody there that's supposed to help you, but people who do help. Well, I guess the bigger thing we need to do is make sure our next generation's coming up there, realize that connecting doesn't happen instantly. Connecting is not always a mistake, especially if you start doing the same habits that develop and feed the what you're expecting later on. So whether you call it success habits, whether you call that planting a seed, whether you call that good farming, your relationships take time, small deposits of time over time with consistency. And when I say that is because maybe your thing's hunting, maybe your thing's helping out at charity things, maybe your thing's running. Whatever you do, do it consistently. Do it with a good heart, with a cause bigger than yourself, and be open to being the dirtiest one there, working hardest than anybody else. You'll meet some very good people along the way.
So we're going to have to close out, but I want to give you an opportunity to tell us more about the business side of Sampac, how we can contact you, the type of people you're looking for to connect with, you know, that kind of stuff. And like I warned you, I'm going to throw a softball. I just came up with it.
Cool. Softballs are good. No problem there. We call them porcupines somewhere else.
Oh, there you go.
But on the business side, my number at my cell phone number is 972-408-8062. Call me, text me, send me a picture. A good lead for me is anyone that's looking for a vehicle, whether it be for fleet or for individual. If there's a damage credit, if there's great credit, anything in between, I've got some specialists that can work on it. Bottom line is we'd like to be there to, as your friend in the auto business, to make sure you have the best experience possible. Now, are we perfect? Absolutely not. But we do take care of what we try to take care of. In fact, we're just awarded the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Ethics. First time ever in the Dallas area to give that tour in a auto dealership. So,
okay. So you ready for that softball?
Throw it, baby.
Throw it, baby. Okay. Right. So you and I met with one of my golf products.
Okay.
And I've just signed a contract with the hole-in-one sponsor. So have you been there, and how did you feel when someone actually sunk the hole-in-one and was able to walk away with that Mustang?
That was actually Senior Adult Services, and that was in the year of 2014, 2015. And bottom line is, I just remember I got a call, and they said, "You're never going to believe what happened." And I said, "Well, who was it?" I said, "Someone who never golfs." In fact, he was thrown on the foursome at the last minute. He's a waiter at this very nice restaurant. So, and actually, we love it because it's considered a sale.
Right.
And yes, I got credit for that sale. So I was ecstatic.
There you go. There you go. Right. You
know, although it all worked. Although I have that promise that to Deanna whenever we were at Hole in Ones for her, I said, if we get this, this is your sale. We'll give you behind the finder's fee.
There you go. That's cool. You know, Oh, it's always fun to do these.
Yeah.
You know, the relationship thing, that's my thing. That's what I'm known for. That's why Susan invited me here. And finding people like yourself and establishing and getting to grow in many different ways. Yeah. That's what I enjoy. I mean,
yeah.
Office job I don't like so much, but this is so much. I was so excited to come down here and meet with you.
Well, it's an honor to be with you in this, and I'm glad I've had a chance to meet and talk a little more and learn more about you because, A, you're a lot of fun, and B, there's a great future coming to you very soon. I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
And it may be exactly what you're looking for, and it may be something more, but it's going to be, can you imagine, 60 days ago?
Yeah.
What's transpired in the last 60 days?
60 days, and what could happen in the next seven?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Y'all have to stay tuned for that and come back to another episode of Relationship Mastery because you'll never know who we're going to have as a guest. Alex may pop back in and celebrate with us. And this is Paul Russo with Relationship Mastery. We appreciate you listening to us. Please tune in, support our sponsors, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Relationship Mastery Podcast with host Paul Russo. To work with Paul, call 972-849-7958 and discover practical tools you can use to master relationships in golf, follow-up, and direct sales. Relationship Mastery Podcast is produced by Offbeat Business Media, LLC for the OBBM Network and syndicated across multiple podcast networks, including Spotify. Unauthorized use of the OBBM Network brand is expressly prohibited, but you can reach out to Offbeat Business Media at 214-714-0495 for authorization, guest, sponsor, and programming information.